What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
FM KMOX.
One of our later starts.
Yeah.
It was
a pretty long game.
It wasn't super long, but it was close to three.
Yeah, bullpen day for the Tigers, and then Plante came out a little on the early side. Not super early, but yeah, a lot of changes.
Yeah.
It wasn't a three-hour game, but it was pretty close to it.
Wheels and I went to the game today, and he is drunk. I'm just going to tell
I'm
you right now.
Baseball drunk.
So.
I don't drink, but I get baseball drunk.
Yep, you were silly.
Dude, that's just all I do is talk ball, man.
They wouldn't let him eat at our suite, Rage.
That's so silly.
I didn't have a ticket.
Yeah. Well, okay, that makes more sense then.
But I cheated and I made myself two plates of
food.
Yeah,
Dave hooked me up with some chips and a hot dog.
So
that'll show them.
Yeah, because we went outside and they weren't policing out
Try
there.
Try catching us now, suckers.
Yeah.
We're out of there.
Yeah. That's right.
Don't need your stupid free
what
food.
What if they like revoked your access to the ballpark after this?
Well, now that you've given him the idea.
I mean, you're the one confessing on the radio. That's
but all it's all content. It's all silliness.
You can't hold what we say against us.
Very nice lady in front of us today. And I'm glad we didn't say anything bad about anyone. Because when we got ready to go, she goes, no show today? I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
We'll have a little show today.
Yeah.
And I was going back over everything we said while we were sitting there.
It was funny because the people in front of us were all wearing Tiger stuff.
Yeah.
And I asked them, because after they were I saw them talking to you. I'm like, well, are you guys from Detroit? And they're like, no, but, you know, one of the family members is Detroit shortstop.
Yep.
It's Trey Sweeney. And I was like, oh, cool. That was neat.
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
Yeah. And obviously, but no, they're St. Louisans because they knew you.
Yeah, thank you to Michael Kelly. He took me and Wheels and John Hancock to the game today.
John and I held court for most of the time.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, we were talking ball the whole
Putting
time.
Putting the two of you next to each other.
It's perfect. We both love talking ball. That's what it was. Meanwhile, I think you and Michael were scoping out the ladies.
What are you going to do? You're at the ballpark.
Every time I heard Michael say something, he's like, oh, there's one. Like, dang, man. He's always scouting.
You know what I noticed about the green seats? Rich people are very clean.
Oh, yeah?
Very clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is it them? Like, they pick up after themselves, or do people come in there real fast and
no,
do it?
No, they just look personally clean.
Oh, yeah.
And they wear nice clothes.
Yeah.
And they all have cologne.
No, that's true. Yeah. I smell like sunscreen and look like a bum.
And belts. I noticed that too.
Oh, I have a belt.
Yeah. Rich people have belts they tuck their shirts in.
Oh, I'm not tucking my shirt in. I hate tucking shirts in. It's the worst.
Yeah.
I don't think that should be legal. Also, ruling from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Tucking shirts into shorts is a step too far.
Okay.
If you're informal enough to wear shorts, you can untuck your shirt.
Well, not if you're like playing golf or something. That's
oh, yeah.
kind of a different situation.
Not if you're on no. the tour. If you're on the tour, you should tuck it in.
I would rather not play golf than tuck my shirt in.
Yeah, so I think 100%. I see people on the golf course untucked, although I do see a lot more that are following custom and looking a little more proper. You know, I got family members. I don't golf ever, but, like once every few years, I am not tucking the shirt, and I don't want to. It looks stupid.
Thank you.
I'm not going to church. It's a golf course. I'm outside. I'm going to be comfortable.
Although one of my most hated companies is the Untuck It.
Oh, I love them, but there's just no way I'm paying
I'm
for that.
I'm so mad that they thought of that.
I know.
Like, let's make it's this so shirt 1 inch shorter.
Yeah.
And become billionaires.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's built to look like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Great.
I always wanted to get those, and then I go on the website. I'm like, oh, no, I don't want it.
Would you, let's talk a little bit of baseball. Would you agree that the 162-game season every year reveals exactly who that team is that year?
Should, yes, in the regular season.
Yes.
Yeah. And then by definition, the postseason is more random because it's small sample size.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yes, if you finish at the top over 162, that's legit. There's no questioning it. Yeah. That is a long test.
Or if, let's say, you are 10 games below 500 and you say, we're a much better team than that.
No, you aren't. Yeah, I'm in the Bill Parcells school. You are what your record says you are. At any given moment, that's what you are at that moment, right? So the Cardinals' record right now, they're 27-23. That's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fair representation combining the good and the bad.
Mm.
And right now, more good than bad. Mm-hmm. Even this series wasn't bad. You lost 2 out of 3 to the team that's got the best record in baseball.
Yeah.
But every game was competitive. Every game was, a real baseball game. It's not like it was you weren't overmatched or anything. And you're not going to win every series. And you're especially not going to win every series when another team's hot like you are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, the Cardinals have been the hottest team in the National League. Detroit's basically been the hottest team in the American League.
Yeah.
So, good series. Not perfect, but,
Speaking of rulings, I got a request from a listener to get a ruling from you guys.
Oh?
Okay.
She is in her 40s. She's dating a guy, she said my age, so I don't know how old she thinks I am. Probably she thinks I'm probably about 45.
48, yeah. Yeah.
And she said that he's really nice and she likes him a lot, but every text he sends, he has at least 4 emojis. And it's turning her off. Because she thinks he's trying to appear young.
Oh. Are they the proper usage of the emojis?
She didn't say.
Okay, because that matters to me, right? Because sometimes you get, people send the weird ones. You're like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, she didn't say it was like a bunch of dirty ones. She said, everything he says.
That kid's a lot of eggplants.
He punctuates with at least 4 emojis.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's nice. I think you can kind of train that behavior out of another person. If it really bothers you, you could say hey, with the emojis, this isn't so much for me.
Oh, that would crush me.
She could always try that, though.
That would so
I mean,
crush
isn't
me.
That, wouldn't you rather hear that than someone just being like, I never want to see you again.
I don't
and
think
And you never
so.
Know why.
I think they'd rather just ghost me.
Emoji usage.
Yeah, I don't think that's a big enough thing to be an issue.
Same.
It's definitely something like the more you get to know somebody, the more you can drop the drop it into the conversation and maybe start with jokes. Like, oh boy, killing me with the emojis.
Like, if you don't like dorks, and it's kind of a sign of a dork.
It can be, but it can also be the sign of someone's trying hard because they think that's what works, and then they
someone
learn it's
really nervous.
Then you learn that they don't have to. Like, I get people that give me a hard time for doing the LOL on texts.
Yeah.
Because they do it a lot.
I told you I'd stop that.
Because I laugh a lot. I don't care. Doesn't bother
and
me.
You laugh out loud.
A lot.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yes.
Yeah, he's being sincere when he says LOL.
But I can't just put L. I can't just put at laughed because L doesn't tell anybody anything.
L.
I just put L.
I'm so L-ing.
I just put a G, giggled. I giggled.
Rachel, a C for chuckled. I always say I'm going to die either choking or a tree's going to fall on me.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be following Wheeler across an intersection.
Oh, no. Is he worse than you?
He's worse than Trish Gazelle.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I know what I'm doing.
Mm.
Oh, by the way, I saw you guys outside and waved at you and you ignored me.
Outside?
Yes.
How was
you
that?
Were walking back with Robert and you were going into the building and I was like, hi. And you guys just looked,
Dave
looked at me and kept going. Yes.
No, didn't see him.
I didn't even track you? That you were there.
I was coming out of the tunnel. You know
as we were
about?
Going into the
where
door?
Where were you going?
I was just getting some fresh air, and I was like, maybe I'll run into the guys, and then I did.
Well, we were with Robert.
I was horribly
rejected.
So we
were trying to look cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to disappoint.
He's like, hey, there's Rachel. We're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, just
pretend
keep moving.
You don't see her.
Just keep moving.
Don't see her.
Man, that's not great. That means I wasn't paying attention to anything. I saw the guy sitting on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I did not see Rach.
You know, yeah. To be fair, I did think that might have been a little distracting because he was in between us.
And I was confused because I didn't know where we were going. I was like, if we were going to walk by that guy, I thought I might, you know, see if he needed some help, give him a little cash.
See.
But then when you made the move to go upstairs.
The first door.
I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Oh, and there's Rach.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Tomorrow, a done deal?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, so can you want to explain that? So people know what's going on?
So we will be streaming as usual. We're not streaming today because we have a shortened show due to the Cardinals game, but we'll be streaming as usual to the Dave Glover Show Facebook page, the Dave Glover Show YouTube page. We should also be simulcasting with the Fox 2 Now app, so you can watch us there, and that'll be cool. The reason we're doing this is because tomorrow we're going to be working with the Red Cross to raise some money for the victims of this tornado disaster that we've been dealing with here in St. Louis. So that's going to be a lot of programming tomorrow. I'm really excited. Hopefully KMOX raises a ton of money for them.
Yeah, very good. Dave Murray joined us. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, also the summer forecast tomorrow.
Whoa. That's right.
Wow.
Man, with everything happening, I completely forgot.
I know.
That.
Me too.
Man, oh man. Well, I'll tell you this. You know how you talk about perfect days? Today is my perfect day.
I agree with you.
It was nice and cool this morning. I like a little breeze. It's 70 degrees, like, print it.
Mm-hmm. Relatively low humidity, even with all the rain we've had.
Felt great. Yeah, we went to the ball game today. Felt great.
Mm-hmm. Good evening.
And then we saw We saw Rachel. We ignored her.
Yeah, they said we hate you, and they kept walking.
Yeah,
it's like school,
girl.
I'll go with you next time, Rachel.
Out of my hands.
You're not cool anymore.
You can sit with me anytime you want.
Thanks, Dave.
Well, you got one friend. So there you go.
Yeah.
So how are we looking besides perfect today?
Yeah, you know, again, perfect. Really, for the most part, tomorrow. Kind of a mix of clouds and sunshine, though. Tomorrow, cool start. I think the emphasis on the clouds tomorrow afternoon, but it's dry. It's still breezy, 68, chilly. Thursday night, 49. Friday, sunny, mild, lighter wind, 69 on Friday. Then we turn into a stretch of unsettled weather. Let's say showers moving in late Friday night. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, clouds will dominate with periods of showers on Saturday, periods of showers and thunder showers on Sunday, periods of showers on Monday. It's not an all-day rain. Does not look like any big thunderstorm outbreaks. It's mainly a wet weather pattern, but there's going to be dry time too. But it's also going to be the coolest Memorial Day weekend since 2003.
Wow.
And the coolest Memorial Day since 1993,
whoa,
which was the year of the big flood. And that translates to temperatures for the most part in the mid-60s.
Okay. Okay.
And of course, come after Memorial Day, the sun will be out, it will warm up, and it will be quiet.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. I want to talk about the sirens not going off, and I wanted to do it with Dave, since Dave might have some idea what this entails and what we're talking about. Dave, I heard you on Amy and Chris yesterday, which, by the way, that's not okay.
I don't know. Your people said it was okay.
Just to put it out there. Yeah, they must have okayed that while I was in Chicago. But anyway, you were talking about the fact that you think there's one entity and one entity alone that should be throwing switches for sirens, right?
Yep. Yep. That's the National Weather Service. That's it. Period.
Interesting. Flesh that out for us.
Okay. There can't be a so-called chain of command that maybe the chain of command doesn't really know what's going on. Mm-hmm. I know the Weather Service folks have a lot to do, but you know, especially in a situation where there's thunderstorms and tornadoes, but there needs to be one source. Now, if it's not the Weather Service, it still needs to be one source that pulls that trigger. We also, we've got such a goofy siren plan in the St. Louis area that sometimes the siren goes off for adjacent counties. So if there's a tornado in an adjacent county, the sirens will go off. The fallacy with that is if there's a tornado in southern Jefferson County, okay, mm-hmm. Now that's a long county.
Yeah.
The sirens in St. Louis County would go off.
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense at all to mm-hmm. me.
Yeah.
None at all, especially if the storm is moving to the east. There would be no way that's getting up into St. Louis County.
And you're crying
wolf.
And
that's true all across the air. Yes, and that's what happens here, is that the more you use the sirens, the less people really will start to pay attention to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they do need to work, and they need to, you know, it boggles my mind that, oh, yeah, we checked the sirens out. Each siren was working fine, but we didn't check the control panel.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I mean, the lawyer in me just, my ears perk up, but there's going to be huge lawsuits mm-hmm. against the city and, you know, SEMA and FEMA and whoever else is, you know, tangentially involved, because people died and people are injured and people are in critical condition. And, you know, they very well may have avoided that had they heard the sirens. Some people ignore them. I'm a bit of a siren ignorer.
I was going to say, most people do, I think.
Yeah, because of the crying wolf thing,
yeah.
Which none of us should, clearly.
No.
You should go downstairs and then feel silly or dog cuss somebody because nothing happened. That's so much better than being in the position that people were in last Friday. So
I think most people do ignore them, but I think when they hear them, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
I wonder if something's going on. I bet you nothing's going on.
Yeah.
I don't hear a train. That's what I do. Mm. I'm serious. I mean, I shouldn't do that, but that's what I do.
Train. Just not a train.
Right. I don't hear any nothing. I don't hear any big noise. I'm usually standing on the porch.
I tell you, the Amy Markscore story, though, really affected me.
Yeah.
The fact that she was going for a run.
Yeah.
And it was like, as she was getting her britches on, it was like over her head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And you wouldn't hear it in that setting, right, Dave? I mean, when it's coming down, you only hear the noise because of what it's tearing up. Is that right?
Well, I really think she was right underneath the funnel starting to form with a sudden pressure drop. And then shortly after, the tornado did touch down. She brought up another great point, is that the sirens were going, and then the sirens went off, and she thought, I mean, they went quiet. Mm-hmm. And she thought, oh, okay, I can probably go out and run. That's another problem. And it's a communication problem. It's an education problem. Is what are you doing with these sirens? Are they blowing for the entire warning, which I've always have believed they should, and then sometimes they sound the sirens for an all clear. Well, it's goofy. It is just goofy, and obviously I'm a little PO'd about it.
Sure.
And it's been like this for years.
Yeah. I. Apples and oranges, but when my grandma was hit by the train and we had looked to file a lawsuit, and they had literally done the testing the day before, like of the arms and the signals and things like that. And it's the same thing, but in reverse. You know, like in our case, it hurt the case because, well, everything was in working order 24 hours before. Here they tested, but they didn't test the most important thing. Rach, as you know, we went without a dump button for about a year.
Yeah.
Remember that? Some Yahoo just disconnected it. And so thank God Wheeler didn't say the S word like he has so many times since then. But like had he, we would have just been hitting the dead button.
Yeah.
Right.
Welp.
Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Let's talk about Joe Biden for a little bit again today. Turns out he was last screened for prostate cancer in 2014 before his diagnosis. This is because, I guess, at the age of 75, they kind of stop screening if you haven't had any issues before that.
That's interesting.
It is. It highlights a couple of things. To me, first of all, even if you're past the point where it's like, don't worry about it, stop testing for it, you're the president of the United States, they should be testing for everything.
100%.
Exactly.
Didn't you all think that there was like a super PET scan?
Yes, I did.
Right? Like, I mean...
And I think there probably is. The Wall Street Journal wrote a piece the other day that was basically laying out the fact that when you're the president of the United States, you have absolutely peerless medical care.
Yeah.
There's really no excuse to not catch something like this. So, I mean, again, we don't know exactly what happened. It could have popped up very soon, but it's weird that he hadn't been screened since 2014. The other thing it highlights is his age, to where it's been 11 years since the last screening, and the cutoff point.
When
is
you're
in
too
your 70s.
Old to get prostate cancer screenings, you're too old to be president.
Yeah.
That's a rule I live by.
It's not only that. The PSA test is a blood test.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And in your annual physical, which the president at least gets one annual physical, right? Maybe two.
Yeah.
You take a blood sample for testing. Well, test the PSA in the process, too. I don't care how old you are. Do it anyway.
Doesn't hurt, right? You're already doing all the other tests. And this is not about the functionality of somebody who is over 80, because I've known plenty of people who are super sharp and super smart and super capable into their 90s. I mean, Dave, your mom would be one of those people that was that way.
Yeah.
But anytime.
She had a hell of a prostate.
But like once you cross 80, you literally don't know what's next.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it can be this fast, or cognitively it can be fast. And it's not to say that you can't be president after 80 or whatever, but it's a warning flag. And it's one of the reasons why I always worry about, look what happened with Dianne Feinstein and how she was basically not doing the job because she couldn't. Her staff was working, but she was out of it.
Yeah.
Like, we have to guard against that for the most important positions in the country.
Amen.
Speaking of, you know, cognitive decline, a recent survey indicates that a majority of likely voters do not buy the narrative that President Biden's mental decline was exaggerated by his aides and by the media. Instead, many believe that Biden's mental condition was deteriorating before he even took office. 44% of voters expressed this view. 60% of respondents think Biden would not have been capable of fulfilling his duties if he had run for re-election in 24 and 1.
I agree with the last part. I mean, he's seen, you know, it's a sliding scale. You know, I mean, was he the person that he was at 50? Of course not. Was he the person he was at 70? No. Was he the person he was at 75? You know, I mean, once you get into
it gets
that,
a little more blurry.
It gets a little more blurry.
Yeah. And look, I hope to be 80 someday, but I will not be a person who should be president of the United States at that point.
Yeah.
I don't care how I am.
You shouldn't be now either.
No.
Yeah, let's just make sure we get that
that's
clear.
True. Yeah, right. That's been eternally true. But it won't be because I'm 80. Although, you know, the 80 part makes it even more sure.
Mr. President, they've launched the nukes and he's reading box scores and he doesn't even hear what they say.
What? What'd you say?
Excuse me. I'm playing a video game. Leave me alone.
Hold on. I got to take this guy out.
The Senate has passed the bipartisan No Tax on Tips Act, which aims to create a tax deduction of up to $25,000 for cash tips for eligible employees. This bill was introduced by Senator Ted Cruz. It now goes to the House of Representatives for a vote.
Good.
Let's see. The USDA is reversing decades of policy by approving a soda ban for food stamps. That's a significant shift in nutrition policy. This will affect around 150,000 food stamps recipients and is set to begin in January of 2025. I should have said this is happening in Nebraska. Other states are also seeking similar waivers to restrict unhealthy purchases through SNAP.
What do you think of that? Because the argument is, well, they are sort of at our mercy. Because they're depending on us for food. This is, you know, RFK Jr. And they're not eating healthy. So, and we have to pay for their medical care as well, you know, if they're on aid. And therefore, we get to say what they get to eat and what they don't get to eat. The other side would be, these are humans. These are citizens. They're already in a bad way. If they want a soda, let them have a soda.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's legitimacy to both sides of that argument. You don't want to see someone using SNAP benefits to just buy junk food. But at the same time, yeah, you got to have a treat every once in a while. I think it's ridiculous that you can't get hot food with SNAP. I don't know why it's so much better to get a raw chicken from the get a rotisserie chicken. Stuff like that doesn't make any sense to me. I would love to talk to an expert, you know, who's worked in this field.
It's probably the cost.
Oh,
it's more expensive per pound to do it that way. Typically, I'm sure it's not 100%, but typically prepared foods are more expensive.
Yeah.
Let's move on here. I hate this. James Comey blames his wife for the 86-47.
Boy, talk about throwing somebody under the bus.
Absolutely. Lord. He said, we came across this message in seashells on the beach. So he's still standing by the story that this was just organically, you know, like someone else
sure
did it.
Sure did.
And he says his wife recognized the term 86 from her time as a restaurant server.
I mean,
be a man.
Just shut up.
Be a man. It is what it is. You knew that 86 meant to get rid of.
Yes.
If you were the FBI director and you didn't know that 86 also meant kill, then you're an idiot. And so you knew it. You're lying to some degree. Just say, I saw it. I thought that I was not thinking about killing the president. I certainly wouldn't kill the president. But don't just tell a big whopper lie and then throw your wife under the bus at the same time.
Yeah. Everybody.
You look like such a wuss.
Everybody in this story needs to calm the hell down.
Yeah.
Like, he should just own it. You nailed it.
Yep.
And the people that have their faux outrage, where you outraged all the 86-46 t-shirts that existed when Biden was in office.
Yeah.
Did you hate that? Did you hate that there were plenty of right-wing influencers tweeting that? No, you didn't. So just everybody's calm down.
Yeah.
And he should be just eating it because he comes from a position where he should know better.
Yes.
That's the point.
Yes.
Yeah. And to me, let me just get real petty here. It annoys me that he did this on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Like, why are you even doing The Late
Show? He's
selling
a book.
Yeah,
he's selling a book.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of everybody.
Which, you know, honestly, may have been why he did it to begin with.
Probably.
Because
it
drums up all the buzz and now everybody wants to talk to him.
Yeah. I don't think it did what he thinks it was going to do.
No, it probably backfired a bit.
Certainly not for his wife.
And I mean, come on, dude. And look, speaking as a dude who has a wife, if it was my wife's idea, I would take the blame if I was being blamed. I wouldn't throw her under the bus.
Yeah.
The hell is that?
Yeah. I would.
Especially when you're the one that posted it and you're the one that used to run the FBI.
Right.
Good God, man.
Yeah, he looks terrible.
Stupid.
Looks terrible. We good?
Yeah, you want to tell me about BioBalance?
I would. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it.
You got it.
Forecast tomorrow. That seems crazy.
I know.
Summer forecast.
Summer is coming.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let me tell you something. I would rather fight Matt. I'd rather fight you than Matt Pauly.
Well,
and I don't want to fight you.
Yeah, Matt's a big guy.
He's a big boy.
He was a wrestler in high school.
Yeah,
he's a big dude. I'd fight him though, because I'm stupid.
You're real stupid.
I am. I wouldn't want to because he's too nice.
You know who else I would want to fight?
Rage. Well,
I'm kind of crazy.
That goes without saying.
She's got pent up rage.
You got to be careful.
She's got 34 years in her.
You know what? I've been on this show 9 years. We could work some stuff out.
Yeah. You always got to be careful.
I would just be on my back screaming, I'm sorry.
It's always a good guideline before you fight. Just be careful of the quiet ones.
That's right.
They got something going
guy
on.
Guy at the corner of the bar. His eyes twitching.
Just not bother anybody. Just, yeah. Beware of the quiet ones.
How long has it been for you? Grade school?
Yeah. I don't fight people.
Rage is like, I was out last weekend, man. Dropped a chair
girl
on that.
I don't know. I don't know what you do when you leave here.
She's a big teaser. She took me half the way there. She's a big teaser. She took me half the way there now.
Thank you. 94.1 FM KMOX. Are you guys like this at all? When we do these short little game delayed shows, I'm always so much more aware that I'm broadcasting.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, we just followed the Cardinals, first of all.
Yeah, true. Right.
So maybe getting a slightly different audience than we do on a typical day. Yeah. Just like people who are like, oh, I've never heard this show before.
Right.
So there's that.
And then all I talk about is how I don't want to fight you and Matt Pauly.
Yeah. They might be a little confused if
probably
they're new.
So.
What
yeah.
if you had to fight them both at the same time?
Boy, I'd try to turn them against each other. It's my only hope. I can't believe you said that about Rachel. Then as he's explaining, I just take off running. I still think I can outrun anyone here. So that's,
not Amy.
I'm dead. Well, a long enough distance, yeah. She's going to catch me.
But you're probably not going to run from Amy anyway. Although, you know.
Again, I don't know. I feel like Amy could do some damage.
Yeah, that's
honestly.
What I mean. Like, I'm rethinking that.
She's like a spider monkey or yeah. something.
She'd latch onto your head
like, exactly. you like a spider monkey.
Like she's an so alien, tiny, just like.
This would be hitting the top of your head like bongos.
Oh, my God.
You know what I don't want to do?
What?
I don't want to hustle.
Like a side hustle?
Yeah.
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 I saw someone post on the St. Louis subreddit earlier today, and they were like, what do you do for extra money? And it bummed me out because it's like, on one hand, I'm happy that people are taking the initiative to like get themselves out of debt or whatever. But at the same time, it's like, you got to work two or three jobs just yeah. to make ends meet. That is awful.
I want to be popular. I don't want to go viral.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, which probably sounds insane to anyone under 40. Like, how do you not want to go viral? I don't want to go viral. I want to be popular.
Just too much?
Yeah, too much. Too much.
Well, you are popular.
We will be doing a podcast. I'm working on that now, negotiating with a couple of places. And in the next few weeks, we'll be rolling that out. That I'm excited by. That's like this, but different enough that it excites me, right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
I get to cuss. I get to talk about whatever I want to talk about. You know, you don't have to worry about a lot of stuff. That's fun. Like making TikToks.
I might do that.
Make TikToks?
Yeah.
Ooh, really? What time would you make?
I'm just going to do all the dance trends. No.
You'd go viral.
It would be sports talk. I see a lot of bad sports takes on there.
Oh, buddy.
Like just bad ones.
You should do like a
Joe. People who don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, you should do like a Joey Swole, but for sports. Like you just stitch people and go like, here's why they're stupid.
Yeah, that's I'm sure that'll make me popular.
maybe.
Just title the page, everyone's stupid but me.
I know who you're mad at today.
Who am I mad at today?
The top 10 richest people in the country.
Dude. Come Name on. Them. I mean, they're all the names you can think of, right? I mean, it's Elon and Bezos and all those guys. So the news today, the story today is that the 10 richest Americans added $365 billion in wealth in the last calendar year. $36.5 billion each added in a year, and now we're giving them a tax cut. Mm. Why?
Yeah.
What are we doing? What are they going to do with that tax cut that will benefit the United States of America? Nothing. They're going to sit on it.
That they wouldn't already do. Because people will say, well, they're going to invest in America. They're already going to invest
in
America.
They're only
going
to invest in anything that makes them more money.
100%.
That's what they're going to do. It's what they always do. People fall for that nonsense.
Yeah.
They will only do a thing that will make them more money. That's it. So like, this isn't going to change that. If they find a thing that's going to make them more money, they're going to do that with or without a tax cut.
Meanwhile, hardworking people are posting on Reddit asking for tips on how they can do DoorDash, how they can clean people's houses, how they can do anything to make a few extra bucks just to make it by. But these people get an extra $37 bill.
That's nice. I always try to make sure that I repeat this. I do not care how much money someone earns. You built it. You build a company. You get rich off it. You deserve it. Stop lobbying for more breaks from the government. You know, everybody's like, ugh, government handouts. Nobody gets more handouts than billionaires. Pay your taxes because you benefit from the way this country is. You benefit more than everyone else.
Put together.
Stop whining about the taxes. Just pay your taxes.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's okay.
Oh, you're fine. I hate these people.
I mean, I don't want to cut anybody's wealth. I don't want to take into anybody. I don't want to add to it. I don't want to make their taxes higher. Just want them to pay taxes. Mm-hmm. People look back at the 1950s as the glory days. You know why? Because rich people paid a 90% tax back then.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying we should do that.
Yeah.
I think where we can be now is more reasonable, but you shouldn't pay no income tax.
And you know what those taxes could go to?
Oh, I don't know.
The Golden Dome. Did you hear about this?
Oh, my God. How are we going to pay for this?
What's the Golden Dome?
You know the Iron Dome?
Yeah.
In Israel?
Yeah.
Trump gave a little speech in the Oval Office and says that he's going to build the Golden Dome. That's going to be like the Iron Dome, but for the entire United States.
How are you going to do that?
I don't know.
We're way bigger. Israel's like the size of Rhode Island, right?
Yes.
How are we going to...
I mean, I could
Where's
see...
Where's the money coming from?
I could see enhancing...
Don't we have Star Wars, or does that not work?
I don't think officially, but I'm guessing we do. And that's the first thing China said was, hey, with all due respect, Mr. President, you're kind of starting the space arms race by doing this.
I mean, like, also, did you see the Elon part of that?
No.
That he wants to be a part of the contracting?
Oh, great.
And that he's trying to put in a vendor structure where they have to just keep paying him forever.
Well,
to build and design and to sell things.
He only was able to rake in an additional $37 billion last year. You no heart?
I mean, again, I'm all for things that will make us safe, but like just be realistic.
What's wrong with me? If I had $10 million, I would be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done.
Dave's like, I'm in the mountains. See ya.
With everything. I would never like try to make more money. I would invest my money, but I would like $10 million.
But do you think? I mean, I know that's what you think, but do you think there's something that gets into your brain that makes you feel like it's never enough?
You know, it's analogous to me is that I feel like I could go to Congress and be a normal person, but no one seems to be able to do that. So I'm at least self-aware enough to say, maybe if I got into Congress, I'd become a real bag of crap. And maybe if I had $10 million, the only thing I would want is $100 million. Mm. So I just have never experienced either one of those things.
Yeah, I actually think it's a personality trait going in.
Do you?
I don't think you can be a billionaire if your mind's not already like that.
Mm.
I'm not calling it a diagnosis, but there's a little OCD element to that. Where the only thing that gives you pleasure is making more money. Like, I have to do it. It's a compulsion. I mean, you listen to them. Who was it? Who was I can't remember if it was Rockefeller. It was one of the old school, like, wealthy billionaire. What do they call robber baron type guys?
Yeah.
And somebody asked him, it might have been Rockefeller. It could have been any one of that era, you know, the early 1900s. And they asked, how much is enough? And he said, just a little bit more. And that was the answer. Always a little bit more.
Yeah.
There is a thing in your brain that's making you that way.
Yeah.
I don't think you're choosing to be that way. Because I really think you're right, Dave. Most people would be like, I'm good.
Yeah.
You don't see too many, like, just as an example, you don't see too many professional athletes or actors or actresses who want to take over the world. They don't get $300 million from playing a sport or from doing movies and be like, you know what we need to do? We need to change the taxes to fix us, and we need to do all the things that Elon does or that Bezos does, so they're not going to do... They don't do any of that because they don't have that part of their brain. They were not wired about just making money. They were wired to do the talent thing, and it made them money, so they stay that way.
Wise words. You could be right. Welcome back, guys. DGS 453 on the dot. So I'm a witch. We know this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
TikTok says so.
But now I know what kind of witch I am. I am a glamour witch.
Yeah. Wait, that's a thing?
You should be really careful about laughing at a glamour witch like that.
I am laughing because I'm delighted.
Impressed, even.
Yeah.
That's better.
I don't know what I expected you to say, but it wasn't.
It wasn't glamour witch?
No.
No. So I'm a good witch.
Like Glinda.
Who tends toward the stylish, glamorous side of life. So.
Yeah, okay.
You can tell that from my V-necks and the same pair of jeans every day.
You are one of the more glamorous people I know, I would say.
Sure, sure.
Whew.
It's a job, but.
Hey, somebody's got to be a glamour witch.
It's what I do. Yeah, I just stopped watching TikTok today because it was just all glamour witch stuff. I'm not even kidding. I started saying not interested, you know, because I'm just like, look, guys.
They're like, we don't believe you.
I take the compliment, but.
We don't believe you,
yeah,
Dave.
It went from like glamour witches, mm-hmm. and then it got down into like, okay, so if you're trying to repel someone, you're going to want to use Eye of Newt. Some people say two eyes, I say one eye. Like, it was real practical. Like, I was at Home Depot or something.
Should we try to do a spell live on the air?
Oh, boy.
Can you do a spell to make me taller?
Try.
They do that? Is that a witchy thing?
I think it's a different kind of witch. But,
not a glowy witch.
That's probably a witch doctor.
It's out of his purview.
I could glow you up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I could make someone attracted to you.
Oh. Well,
like Drew, for example.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Yeah.
Not just Drew. I don't need that. I'm good.
Drew'd be all over it.
Yeah. Sorry, Drew.
He has no choice in the matter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, I meant sorry for saying I don't want any of that.
Yeah, that's very mean.
That's
I have
hurtful.
A wife. I don't need anybody else attracted to
Drew's
me. I'm good.
An attractive man.
Once he is, he's great.
But what you're saying is if you did need someone attracted to you, it'd be Drew.
Sure, fine. That's fine.
God, you're easy.
Yeah.
See, I just my first spell was successful.
Look at that, it worked.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.